This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Women in the workforce get no shortage of messages about how we should behave. Advocate for yourself, but not too much. Ask for a raise, but pick your moment. It can feel like a minefield. Two longtime journalists have written a new book arguing that women will occupy more C-suites and positions of power by taking risks, speaking up, and being more confident. It's called The Confidence Code. Its authors are Katty Kay, the anchor of BBC World News America, and Claire Shipman, a correspondent for ABC and Good Morning America. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Lizzie.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here.
First off, I want to understand what you two both mean when you use the word confidence.
We thought we knew what we meant when we set out to figure it all out. And we discovered after talking to a lot of psychologists and researchers that we actually didn't know. So here's our definition, the stuff that turns thoughts into action. We had to tease confidence apart from self-esteem, self-efficacy, but really, confidence is about your belief in your ability to have an impact on the world, to get things done. So there's a real element of action about it.
The title of this book is The Confidence Code, but you also have talked about the confidence gap. And I'm going to take a little bit of an issue with you. I'm not sure you've made the case for me that there is a confidence gap between men and women. Lay it out for me. Where do you think that gap falls?
The last book we wrote made the case for women in business and how companies, organizations that employ more senior women do better than their competitors. And yet, as we interviewed these senior women, we kept hearing phrases like, you know, I'm just lucky to have got where I am, or I was in the right place at the right time, or I'm not sure I'm the right person for that new promotion or that new big contract. And we thought that's so strange. You know, we never hear phrases like that from men. So we started to dig into the research on this. And a lot of psychologists and business schools have now done research showing that there is indeed a confidence gap between men and women. For example, there's a business school study from Manchester University in the UK that the professor has been asking students, what do you think you deserve to earn 5 years after you graduate? Men routinely say they deserve to earn $80,000 on average. Women will say it's $64,000. That's a 20% difference. Hewlett-Packard, women will apply for promotions when they have 100% of the skill set. Men are happy if they have 60% of the skill set because they think they're going to learn the rest on the job. Women, whilst we have all the talent, we have all the competence, we're perfectly able, we are undervaluing ourselves compared to men.
I was very interested in the part of your book about failure and early failure. Explain to me why that is so important in building confidence.
This was revolutionary for both of us, I think, because we
hate failing.
We hate failing.
Oh, I love it. I think it's great.
But look what you've learned. But also, we're raising girls. And so it's really given us a new lens through which to watch the way we are doing that. And Carol Dweck said to us something that was pivotal. She said, if life were one long grade school, women would rule the world. And that is because although we're raising girls in large measure these days to think they can do anything, we're still nurturing them to be perfect and people pleasers and well-behaved, in fact, too perfect. And so they internalize this sort of coloring within the lines, pleasing people, being quiet, getting good grades. They do that all the way through college. They excel. They hit the real world. And guess what? They haven't screwed up. They haven't failed. They haven't learned that, you know, you lose, you flunk, you do this. It doesn't matter. You just keep going. And they've got to get dirtier with failure somehow.
You know, it's so interesting, Lizzie, you've talked about the fact that you've had failures in your life.
Yeah.
You've taken our confidence quiz and you've come out on the top end of the scale. And I bet you, I am willing to bet you that there is a correlation between those two things. Because what do you learn when you fail at something? Whether it's something small, like asking for a pay raise that you don't get, big or small, whether it's in your personal life or your private life, in the end, you realize you're still there. You're still standing.
The flip side of pushing women to be confident and take risk, of course, is what can happen to women in the workplace if you do that. I remember being a young reporter and having
broken a story, and that story was given to a male reporter to stand out in front of the White House and read. And I fought like hell for it, and I was told that I was acting like a barroom brawler.
You know, this, I mean, look, we know, and when women behave exactly the same way as men do in the workplace, we get penalized for it. And while we were doing the research for the book, we kept coming back to this question, do you have to be a jerk to be confident? It was Christine Lagarde, actually, the head of the IMF, who made us tackle this issue, because she is somebody, perhaps the most confident woman we know, but she listens to other people's opinions. She's very warm. She builds consensus. What we realized is she's very authentic to who she is. And I think part of being confident for women is being authentic to who we are. During the 1980s, we wore those hideous shoulder pads and the little string ties. And hey, you know what? It wasn't such a good look, and it didn't work so well for us.
Katty Kay and Claire Shipman are the authors of The Confidence Code. Thank you both so much.
Thanks, Lizzie.
Thank you.